G'day everyone, welcome back to my little set of booze. There's an airport here in Berlin. There's three airports as a matter of fact, but one of them is very famous, Tempelhof. It's now closed as an airport, doesn't have aircraft, but the actual airfield is still open to the public, and occasionally the terminal building is also open. It's a magnificent Nazi terminal in the classic Germanic Nazi style, heavy concrete building. It's massive, absolutely massive. It's supposedly one of the largest buildings in the world. And it was so large that today I went and had a bit of a look at it, just on the outside. We were riding bicycles around it. And I went, wow, this is huge. And then we went around the corner and we'd only covered half of it. It is absolutely massive. But we spent a fair bit of time cycling around the airfield. It's got two bitumen strips and a lot of grass. And you may know about it because this is the airfield that the Americans flew supplies into West Berlin when the East German government cut off access by road to West Berlin, and the Americans had a fleet of planes flying in everything that the West Berliners needed in order to survive for,
Goodness, this recording is still here. You didn't know that I went away, but I have. It's been 12 hours. The battery went flat, and fortunately, Audio Boo manages to save whatever I'd recorded, even though the phone was off for 12 hours. And the battery went flat. Very cool. Very cool feature of Audio Boo, not to lose the audio. Anyway, I was telling you all about going to Tempelhof Airport. Like I said, I'm not sure what I said. It's where the air bridge was, where they brought all the supplies into West Berlin when the Cold War was doing its thing. And it's a huge expanse of countryside. It's only got two airfields and a huge amount of grass, and there were people there kite surfing. You wouldn't really call it surfing because they were on large skateboards, but yeah, they were flying their kites and scooting around the place. And because there's so much tarmac there, there were people on rollerblades and jogging and getting some exercise. It's still cold, you know, we're in early spring, so it's very brisk, but we went for a bit of a ride around it, Christian and I, and he said that if you could do the entire ring around the airport, is a ring road that goes around the actual two runways. It's about 5 kilometres, so you can well imagine a park with a circumference of 5 kilometres. It's pretty huge, and it's a wonderful space. The Berlin government doesn't quite know what to do with it. They've asked for tenders. There's been some ideas of building canals in it, waterways, lakes. One idea, which is a radical idea, was to build a mountain in it, because it's big enough that you can actually get quite a tall hill built on it if you were to bring in all of the earth and soil for it. But I don't think that's a real viable idea, but it's a tremendous thought. And it's a wonderful space. And the building, like I said last night when I started this recording, is enormous, absolutely friggin' enormous and stark. And I hope before I leave Berlin in the next couple of weeks, I can maybe go on a tour on the inside of it and actually have a look at some of the internal architecture. Anyway, if you're ever in Berlin, I suggest you check out Tempelhof. It's an amazing airfield, and I think over the next few years, I'll develop it into something very, very special. Bye for now.